It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9, and we're broadcasting live in quality FM stereo on your dial. We're taking it all the way back into the 1950s when everything was black and white and the world was all right.
The good old days.
Yeah. I'm Joe, your host, with my wonderful co-host here, Alex, and our producer, MYK. And the conversation we're having this morning is with Liv the Web Girl, I can't do it anymore.
That's great, though. You did a good job.
Thank you. Liv the Web Girl confesses something stupid, and that's what we want you to do, too. 317-239-1009.
We can't. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Back in the day, she used to think that there wasn't color. Like, she saw, like, black and white movies, and she thought, like, eventually, sometime in our human history, we eventually had color like we have now, where we can see every different, like, color.
Like, she thought real everyday life was black and white, and that's why TV was black and white, because there was no color in the world at all.
The whole world was 50 Shades of Grey.
317-239-1009. You can also tweet us and hit us up, Joe and Alex Show, on our social media.
# confess to something stupid.
All right, what do we got this morning? We got anything that we want to get to just yet, or we want to take some phone calls real quick?
All right, so a lot of people said that they feel the same way as Liv. Kylie says, I thought teachers lived at school when I was little. Jen said, up until I was 21, I thought Al Capone and Truman Capote were the same person. And my friend Britt texted me, and she said that when she was really little, she thought that whenever you would play a cassette tape or a CD with music on it, that when you press play, the people were actually performing for her personally. And so she would get upset whenever it was time to get out of the car and, like, her song was on, because she thought that they were going to keep playing without her.
Or, like, when you have a CD, like, without anti-skip, it's like, oh, quit hitting all the bumps, Mom and Dad. They can't play anymore.
Exactly. The little people, you're hurting them.
Let's go to line number one this morning and talk to Travis. Hey, Travis, what did you want to say?
Hey, I actually wanted to let Liv know that I am not blonde, but I also have a college degree, and I also believe that the whole world was black and white.
Yes, Travis!
You're not alone.
How long did you believe this?
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't one of those things where I, like, said for 3 years I thought this, but it's one of those things, like, you just, until you know, you just don't know. And so whenever you saw that stuff, I thought, man, I would hate to live back in that time whenever there was no color.
Amazing.
Travis, thank you for calling in. Let's talk to Rachel this morning. Rachel, what was it for you? Just something stupid you're confessing.
So I also have a college degree, also am not blonde, and when I was younger, my family would watch a lot of football, and I had seen football played before, but I assumed that the first down, like, little signs that they have were painted on the field. Like, I thought someone would run out, paint it on the field, and then they would somehow erase it before the next play. And it wasn't until I was probably, like, 13 that I said, so those, that's not really on the field. And my best friend looked at me and she was like, you're an idiot.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Rachel, this morning. We'll go to Kenny this morning. Kenny, what was it for you? Just confess something stupid for us.
Well, my best friend, when I was younger, her mom thought that on the TV show Incredible Hulk, that Bill Bixby actually turned into the Hulk, and she couldn't understand how that they could shrink him down before the next scene in the show. She was an adult. Yeah, she really believed this.
Did she really think he was green, too? Like, he had some medical condition where he had green skin?
Yeah, he did. Well, yeah, it was bizarre.
Wow.
And we were little kids, and we knew it was true. Hey, I love you guys' show. I listen every morning, and I'm an old lady.
Hey,
thank you.
I listen all the way to work.
You're a hot old lady, though.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys are great.
If I was single and something happened to my wife, I'd be hitting you up.
Okay, hey, I'd take you up on it.
Hell yeah. Hey, thank you for the call. Did I just get hit on?
I think you did.
I like that. All right, let's go to line number four. Stefan on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on with you? Confess something stupid.
Okay, so a friend of mine in high school, we were talking about this over lunch one day, confessed to thinking that dust is what happened when air got old. So it just got heavy, and then it became solid, and then it covered everything.
What?
That's an interesting take on it. I never knew for the longest time that like dust was actually dead skin. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dust everywhere is just like we have a bunch of dust up in our studio. Look at all that dead skin above us right there, guys. Isn't
that
gross?
Wait, but it's only dead skin?
Yeah.
Like there's not. I thought there was other like dirt particles
no,
and stuff.
Dust
it's
is,
only dead skin.
Dust is 100% dead skin. Like when you go to a retirement community,
ew.
That's why they're so dusty because the people are dying so
ew.
Much. They're getting so old.
That's disgusting.
It's a fact. You can look it up.
I don't know about 100%.
Take my word. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. If you got anything else, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. I just live the web girl. Thank you for being open and honest because I think we had a great conversation. And I bet there's a lot of people that didn't even call in this morning. They're like, wow, I had that same thing too.
Yeah, no problem. I'm always here to relate with the stupid comments.
Yeah, I know. Okay, guys, remind me never to let Liv watch my dogs or anything. I'm worried about something bad could happen to them. If you've got anything else that you can confess to us.
Someone says you need to watch the movie Pleasantville, Liv.
Yes, that's the movie I was thinking of.
I've actually gotten that before. Anytime I've ever like confessed that, which has only been like two other times, people have told me that.
Have you watched it?
No.
Go. Okay. We're giving you a homework assignment.
Yeah. Yesterday, Joe's homework was to watch Mean Girls. You have to watch Pleasantville.
And then give us an update and tell us. It's like, this is exactly what I thought happened.
Get it on iTunes or something.
Yeah, or whatever. I mean, we'll reimburse you. Well, I hope the company does.